praises of the chosen one, praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. A heartfelt welcome to each and every one of our viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We welcome our viewers to the program called Praises of the Chosen One, Subhanallah, a program dedicated to revive the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. After some time, we have once again returned with our weekly program, Praises of the Chosen One, where through the voices of our respected Naat Khans, mashallah, we echo the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we soften our hearts through the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it is the month of Muharram al-Haram, the month that reminds us of Sayyidul Shuhada, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Mubarak and blessed Ahlul Bayt of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their sacrifices and all of that they have rendered for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminded in the month of Muharram al-Haram. So we have some kalams, mashallah, that are dedicated to Sayyidul Shuhada Imam Hussein radiyallahu an and the blessed family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we hope, dear viewers, that you're going to enjoy this program from now until the end. Please do not leave. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Once again, we have, mashallah, Azza wa Jalla with us in studio, our janab, beloved Naveed Bhai, Naveed Attari, Hafizahullah, mashallah, who will recite kalams for us. And on my left, we have our honorable and beloved Mawlana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari, Hafizahullah, mashallah. We present our salams in the barga of both our Naat Khans this evening, alhamdulillah. Yes, dear viewers, previously you have watched our program. We listen to these kalams and Naat, and this, of course, rejuvenates our spirits and love and devotion for the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So are you ready, inshallah? We're going to start off with a beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala. And in this Hamd, we recall the sins that we commit. We admit that we are sinful bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being a banda, being a servant and slave of Allah azza wa jalla, being sinful, we still have to beg in the court of Allah azza wa jalla for His mercy, for forgiveness. This is the month of reciting Qur'an-e Paak, performing salah, gaining closeness to the family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through which you will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, and now without any further delay, let's commence. Let's start, inshallah, azza wa jalla, with the first part of the program, and that is to commence and start with a beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala. And I'm going to be requesting our honorable Naveed Attari, Hafizahullah, to please kindly recite for us a hamd, inshallah.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله خطاکار ہوں مولا میں بندہ عاصی ہوں خطاکار ہوں مولا مولا لیکن تیری رحمت کا
سی ہوں
اور وابستہ ہے امید میری تیرے کرم سے، تیرا فقط تیرا اللہ، تیرا فقط تیرا پرستار ہوں مولا، لولا میں بندہ عاصی ہوں خطا اور باہے کی جانے مجھے کیا راہ سجھائے، باہے کی جانے مجھے کیا راہ سجھائے، اندر گرفتار ہوں مولا، اندر کے اندھیروں میں گرفتار ہوں مولا، میں بندہ عاصی ہوں
اور ایک تیرا اشارہ ہو اور آسان ہو مشکل، ایک تیرا اشارہ ہو اور آسان ہو مشکل،
ایک لہر اٹھے اور اس پار ہوں مولا، مولا لہر اٹھے اور میں اس پار ہوں مولا، میں بندہ عاصی ہوں خطا
ہوں، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، میں بندہ عاصی ہوں خطا کار ہوں مولا، لیکن تیری رحمت کا طلبگار ہوں مولا، سبحان اللہ، having admitted of being a sinful servant and one man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, dear viewers, we all are sinful servants, but together with that, تیری رحمت کا طلبگار ہوں مولا. Yet I am a sinner, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, but I still beg in your bargah for your mercy, O my masters. Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, we should keep begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Every couplet in this beautiful Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala, which our Naveed bhai ne padha hai, mashallah, bada khubsurat kalam hai. Allahu Akbar. Jin se mein guzar jaun, jin se mein guzar jaun, wo dar khol de mujh mein. Allahu Akbar. The poet says here, open the path for me, Ya Allah. Through whichever path and through whichever way I may pass, open that way and open that door for me. I may attain salvation, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Khud apne hi raste ki diwar hu Mola. For I myself have become an obstacle. For I myself have become a blockage on the path, O my master, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. I have become an obstacle for myself, Ya Allah. Open the doors for me so that I may attain salvation from the difficulties of this world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This means, dear viewers of Madini channel, that daily beg from His mercy. As much as you read Salah, recite Quran-e-Pak, attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily we should seek and make istighfar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidul Ma'asumeen, the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who did not commit any sin, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. In other words, who has been protected and is ma'asum, cannot commit any sin. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made him such, but yet some riwayat say 70 times and some riwayat say 100 times daily he would perform istighfar. Allahu Akbar. He would repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Seek forgiveness from the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we all are bandas, we all are servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this means that we should humble ourselves. We should be reminded that from morning to evening, there are countless sins we may commit, dear viewers of Madini Channel. But we do not seek forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We backbite, we cheat, we deceive, we slander, we hurt others. We say things that we're not supposed to say. We violate the rights of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We violate the rights of others. Yet, we stand strong and we behave as if we are the most pious on this earth. Allah raham farmai, Allah karam farmai. We should rather seek forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla daily, subhanallah. Main bandai aasi hoon, khata kar hoon mola, lekin teri rahmat ka talabgar hoon mola. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. MashaAllah, Naveed bhai, first time has recited this beautiful Alhamdi Bari Ta'ala in this particular program. Now we move to Dhikri Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, praises of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, praises of the one who has been praised the most, dear viewers, subhanallah. And I'm going to request Maulana Sahib to recite this beautiful kalam, Zahe Izzat, subhanallah, a beautiful kalam, Jihadat.
Sallallahu Alayka Ya Rasulallah Wa Sallam Alayka Ya Habibah Zahe Izzatume Tila Zahe Izzatume Tilaye Muhammad Zahe Izzatume Tilaye Muhammad Ki hai arsh zere paaye Muhammad Zahe Izzatume Tilaye خدا کی رضا چاہتے ہیں دو عالم خدا کی رضا چاہتے ہیں دو عالم خدا کی رضا چاہتے ہیں دو عالم خدا چاہتا ہے رضا عصائے کلیم اجدہائے غضب تھا عصائے کلیم اجدہائے غضب تھا عصائے کلیم اجدہائے غضب تھا گروں کا سہارا عصائے محمد زہے زدوئے دلائے محمد رضا سفر سے اب وجد کرتے گزرے رضا
MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. And this kalam is composed by none other than Imam al-Kalam, Ash-Shah Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Zahe-Izzat-O-Ihtilai-Muhammad. Ki-Hai-Arsh-Haq-Zair-Pai-Muhammad. What this means, dear viewers, so splendid is the nobility and grandeur of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the maqam and the status of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ki-Hai-Arsh. Haq zere pae Muhammad, Allahu Akbar, that the arsh of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is beneath the sacred feet of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the status and the nobility of the beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Har shayr is kalam ka unique hai, Mulana sahib, mashallah. And the style in which we have recited this kalam is just amazing, subhanallah. And one of the couplets, Allah that says, Maka arsh unka falak farsh unka malak khadman sarai Muhammad, subhanallah. His station, the station of the beloved Rasul, is the arsh. The skies and the earth, all of this belong to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he says, the angels of Allah azza wa jalla are the servants of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the blessed abode of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. In this couplet, ye to kamal ka couplet hai, subhanallah. And this is something unique, that the entire creation of Allah is wanting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we do is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But listen to what Allah Hazrat wrote over here. He says, Khuda ki raza chahate hain do alam. Khuda chahata hai rizai Muhammad. What this means, that both the worlds are yearning for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla is in what pleases Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this is what we should look into, dear viewers. What is the rizā of Allah Azza wa Jalla? What is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Kareem is pleased with me in this state? Then let it be. Because this was the maqam of Sayyidul Shuhada Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. And he proved this to us in the month of Muharram al-Haram on the 10th of Ashura, that he was pleased with no water reaching the camp. Yani, he was pleased with the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He did not pray and make dua for the water to come to him, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Or he did not make dua with regards to his starvation and the starvation of all those in his camp to be removed. But rather, he made dua for istiqama, subhanallah. And this was something which was noted, that he was pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whichever condition you have kept me, Ya Rahman Rahimin, it is your shukr, subhanallah, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we should do daily. Recall all those bounties which Allah Kareem has bestowed upon you. You have vehicles to drive. Firstly, you have life. You have Islam and Iman. You have a home. You have parents. You have wife and children. Sometimes we may have ups and downs in life and we complain, dear viewers. But here, subhanallah, we learn that though, subhanallah, both the worlds are yearning for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khuda chahata hai rizai Muhammad. What is the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla? The pleasure of Almighty Allah is in what pleases His beloved Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai? Look at this share, subhanallah. Asa-e Kaleem. In this couplet here, we learn that the sacred cane, the asa of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran makes zikr of this, right? When he would place this onto the ground, it would turn into a huge serpent and python. Allahu Akbar. So here, he says, Giroka sahara asai Muhammad. The sacred cane of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a fierce python, an aid to the fallen, for those who have fallen to the ground is the sacred cane of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani to lift them once again, subhanallah, to aid those who have fallen to the ground. For those who have went down in life, the cane of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam would revive them once again, subhanallah, subhanallah. Phir is shair ko dekhein, the last couplet, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, raza pul se ab wajd karte guzariye ke hai rabb sallim sadae muhammad. Aesthetically swaying, O Raza, pass over the bridge. Yani the bridge of Sirat, the bridge of the hereafter. Pull Sirat. So whilst you are swaying in ecstasy, O Raza, pass over this bridge. Why? Ke hai Rabbi Sallim Sadae Muhammad. For Allah Azza wa Jalla, let them pass with peace, is the plea of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This is the dua of our Aqa and Master, who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy unto mankind. He shall be praying in the court of Allah at that moment when you and I shall be passing over the bridge of Sirat. Allah Hadith says, O Raza, what are you scared for when your Aqa and your Master is making this dua for you? O Allah, let this ummah pass with ease and safety, subhanallah. What else can you say when Jibril Amin alayhi salatu wasalam also presented his request in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that my request is on the day of Qiyamah, when your ummah will pass over the bridge of Sirat, it shall be the wings of Jibril. May Allah Kareem grant me ijazah and permission to lower my wings so that your ummatis, your followers, may pass over my wings and enter into Jannah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. What is the shair, Mawlana Sahib, ki Jibril Amin ko khabar na ho, subhanallah. Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho, Jibril par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho. Allahu Akbar. Allah Kareem hame sachcha pakka muhabbat ata farmaye. May we attain true devotion and love for رسول اکرم نور مجسم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اور بھی کتنے پیارے پیارے کلام ہیں ماشاءاللہ عز و جل. جبھی میری ہو سنگ در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, بڑا پیارا کلام ہے. چلے اب دوبارہ ہم نوید بھائی کی جانب جاتے ہیں اور آپ سے ریکویسٹ کرتے ہیں کہ پلیز ہماری دلوں کو اس کلام کے ذریعے سے منور و مجلہ فرمائیں.
جبھی میری ہو سنگ در تمہارا
لاج رکھ لینا
رسول اللہ تمہارا ہو تمہارا ہو تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بروزِ حشر میرے سے لاج رکھ لینا یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ بروز حشر میرے سے یقین لاج رکھ لینا تمہارا رسول اللہ تمہارا رہو تمہارا تمہارا یا رسول اللہ
اور زمانہ نہ چھوٹ جائے روٹ جائے کچھ نہیں پرواہ زمانہ اٹھ جائے اٹھ جائے کچھ نہیں پرواہ نہ چھوٹے ہاتھ سے دامن تمہارا یا رسول اللہ نہ چھوٹے دامن تمہارا یا رسول اللہ اور غلامان نبی یوں حشر میں پہچانے جائیں گے غلامان نبی حشر میں پہچانے جائیں گے کہ ہوگا حشر میں بھی کہ ہوگا حشر میں بھی کا نعرہ یا رسول اللہ کہ ہوگا حشر میں بھی نارا یا رسول اللہ
اور ندامت ہے گناہوں پر مگر نازاں قسمت پر ندامت ہے گناہوں پر قسمت پر میرے ہاتھوں میں ہے دامن تمہارا یا رسول اللہ میرے ہاتھوں میں ہے دامن تمہارا یا رسول اللہ یہی ہے ایک جینے کا سہارا یا رسول اللہ
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیا بات ہے کمال کر دیا آپ نے ماشاءاللہ نوید بھائی سبحان اللہ بہت respected honorable Nath Khans are reciting such kalams that subhanallah I can't find words to express what I'm feeling right now here being in studio with our beloved Nath Khans mashallah and our brothers our technicians mashallah who also joined with us in this program and our viewers mashallah alhamdulillah rabbil alamin کیا کلام ہے سبحان اللہ, واٹ اے بیوٹیفل نعت. دس از جبھی میری ہو سنگ در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ, اور اس کلام میں یار سب ہی اشعار بہت اچھے ہیں, لیکن یہ جو شعر ہے نا, بروز حشر میری اس یقی کی لاج رکھ لینا. اللہ اکبر. On the day of reckoning, on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, بروز حشر میری اس یقی کی لاج رکھنا. پلیز آنر اینڈ پروٹیکٹ دا ڈگنیٹی آف دس بلیف آف مائن یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. واٹ ڈگنیٹی, واٹ یقین, واٹ از مائی بلیف. ہی سیز کہ تمہارا ہوں, تمہارا ہوں, تمہارا یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آئی ایم یورز, آئی ایم یورز اینڈ اونلی یورز یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آئی بلانگ ٹو یو. سو پروٹیکٹ the honor and the dignity of this yaqeen of mine's, of this that I have, what I believe in. This is the belief I have that you are mine, Ya Rasulullah. So honor this dignity of mine's on the day of judgment by making me yours, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, by truly making me yours. Today, yes, dear viewers, we all say we are the divanas and the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin the truth is, or the reality is such that if he himself calls you his lover and devotee, phir baat kuch aur ho jaye. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So duniya mein mujhe apna tumne to banaya hai, mahshar mein bhi keh dena ye hai mera deewana. Subhanallah. And if this happens, then most definitely you will pass through all those stages related to the after. You will attain salvation from the difficulties, for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for you and I, inshallah azza wa jal. So there are many wonderful couplets of this kalam. However, I have been notified that we have some callers with us. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Let's engage with our callers, inshallah, and see what farmaish, what requests we have for this evening, inshallah azza wa jalla. I'm going to request our honorable director sahab to kindly let us engage with our callers for this evening. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
I would like to request Naveed Attari to please recite zahe izzato i'tilai muhammad. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Chale, this kalam has been recited already. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's take in the next caller, please.
I would like to request Naveed Attari to recite Jabhi Meri Usange Dar Tumhara. JazakAllah.
The brothers, MashaAllah, this kalam has also been recited. Zahe Izzato I'tilai Muhammad, Jabhi Meri Usange Dar. MashaAllah. And even Me Bandai Aasi Hoon. I hope the next caller would not say me banda ya asi hu. However, inshallah azza wa jalla, let's see. We have many other kalams, mashallah, that we would like to recite. Is there any other caller, inshallah?
I have a request for Murana Abdul Qadir to please recite Pul se utaro rah guzar ko khabar. Jazakallah khairan.
Pul se utaro rah guzar ko khabar na ho. Few minutes ago I just spoke about this kalam, mashallah, and our brother has requested for this kalam. Chale aur bhi call chalayein to agar ho to hum ek saath unko le lete hain aur dekhte hain ki inshallah agar gunjayish hogi to mazid bhi kalam padhenge inshallah. Isko zarur hamare Maulana sahib padhenge inshallah. Is there any other callers? Please let's engage with them inshallah.
Hope you're keeping well, Maulana sahib. I would like to request main to panjatan ka ghulam ho chuki jazakallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Another brother requested for this manqabat.
Maulana, MashaAllah, what a beautiful, lovely program on Madani channel. I love listening to Nats, especially via this program. I would humbly request if Naveed Bhai could please recite Jabhi Meri Ho Sange Dar Tumhara Ya Rasulallah. Jazakallah, Maulana.
I think I've got a very big smile tonight because two requests, and mashallah, without any request, Naveed Bhai, aapne wahi kalam padha jo mashallah request aa rahe hain isi kalam ke liye. To chale mashallah aage badhte hain. If there are any other callers, please, this kalam shayad phir agar waqt raha to aakhir mein aap ek do sher mazid iska suna diye jaye inshallah. In the end, we will try and honor this request once again inshallah. We will try and recite this kalam for the second or third time, but let's see if we have more callers with us inshallah.
I hope all of you are well and doing good. I am extremely happy with this program that you all are doing. My request is, can you please recite Ya Shaheed-e-Karbala Faryad Hai?
Ay, hai, hai, hai. Ya Shaheed-e-Karbala Faryad Hai, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. To 2 manqabas or 3 manqabas, mashallah, they have requested for. Plus pul sir utaro rah guzar ko khabar na ho. Chalo is kalam se shuruaat lete hain. Our Naveed bhai has just recited. Now we'll move towards our Maulana Abdul Qadir sahib and recite this kalam composed by Imamul Kalam Ash-Shah Maulana Mufti Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Once again, as I spoke to you about the bridge of Sirat, make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we are able to pass over this bridge. Some would pass like lightning, others would be running, some would be crawling, and beneath that is Jahannam, the hellfire, dear viewers. We should seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. And my request to Mulana sahib is to please kindly recite this kalam of Ala Hadith Rahmatullah Ali.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho. Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho.
Rezaa
گزرا کرے بھی سر پہ بھی در کو خبر نہ ہو گزرا کرے بھی سر پہ بھی در کو خبر نہ ہو پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ Yes, subhanAllah, another beautiful kalam, as I stated before, pul se utaro rah guzar ko khabar na ho. Once again, we understand it is a thought process that is so deep. And look at where the mindset of such a poet, like Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali goes. He says, with such ease, take us across the bridge of Sirat, that even, it must be so easy that even the path through which we are crossing should not realize. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو جبریل پر بھی چھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو that even the path that when جبریل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بچھانا means to lay out right so even when جبریل امین علیہ السلام lays out his blessed wings then even his wings should not realize in such a way subhanallah make us cross the bridge of sirat Allahu Akbar this is the depth of his thoughts dear viewers They say, subhanAllah, this is something really amazing. And wherever the shair's mind is and how deep it is, depending on the depth of it, he will compose such type of kalams and naats. And see here, he says, subhanAllah, kaata mere jigar se ghame rozgar ka. We all fear for poverty. We all are so concerned about making money and for our livelihoods. And he says here, from my heart, from the heart of Raza, remove the thorn of anxiety. Subhanallah, you kheech lijiye ki jigar ko khabar na ho. So remove from the heart the thorn of anxiety about how I'm going to earn, how I'm going to make a livelihood, and remove it in such a way, with such ease that even my heart must not realize that you have removed the thorn away. Subhanallah, the thorn of anxiety, the thorn of stress, depression. Fear of livelihood, where and how I'm going to get my rizq and my rozi. Every human, small or big, we all are concerned about this. From morning to evening, we spend our time and like this 50, 60 years is gone before you know it. And then we are nearing our qabr. And we realize that our entire life, we were concerned of how much money we're going to make, how we're going to earn, how we're going to send our child to school, university, so on and so forth. But this anxiety makes you older. It stresses you out. Place your trust and your hopes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Qadir. Yes, dear viewers of Madinah channel. And Allah azza wa jalla will remove your difficulties. Here, Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali says, Faryad ummati jo kare hale zar mein. Mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho. When in distress, your ummati calls out to you, asking you to empathize. Allahu Akbar. This is what we do when we are stressed, right? We look out and we search for the mercy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua, we make faryad to him. Ya Rasulullah, this stress has struck me. I've got this musibat, this pareshani. So you are complaining to Sayyidul Anbiya. You are complaining to the master of all the messengers. Allah Hazrat says, Mumkin nahi ke khayre bashar ko khabar na ho. It is impossible that the greatest amongst men will be unaware and not realize that you are calling out to him. Allah Kareem has given him ilm-e ghaib. He knows the condition and the state of every ummati. Subhanallah. So without any doubt, Allah Hazrat in another kalam, he says, was that couplet, Kareem aisa mela ke jiske khule hai haath aur bhare khazane, batao e mufliso ke phir kyun tumhara dil istirab mein hai. You have a Rasul, you have a Nabi, Kareem mila. We have such a generous Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whose hands are opened and whose treasures have no bound. There is no end to his treasures. So, oh grief-stricken person who is stuck in, absorbed in doubts and in parishani, why are you distressed when you have such a great Rasul who is there to remove your difficulties? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Kareem hame sacha pakka ishq-e Rasul ata farmaye. May we drown in his love like the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan and not ever find ourselves thereafter, dear viewers. That love will make you most definitely punctual towards the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such love which is with sincerity, right? It makes you follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or else it is just something that is restricted to the tongues alone. We claim to say that we love him and the person is sleeping aram, say at the time of Salatul Fajr. Jiha. We say that we love him, but the beards are void of the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say we love him, but the man has a person that he can marry, but he delays it for the next 10 years. And shaitan is the one that's between two people. There are so many sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some sunnahs are that if you leave and you do not perform that sunnah, like nikah, it is a sunnah to get married. But once you get married, it is wajib and fard upon you to take care of your spouse, of your partner. And many people who are in such relationships who want to perform the sunnah but are delaying in this matter, they should not delay, but rather ashamed the devil and shaitan, perform the sunnah and please your aqa and your master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, with good niyyah, with good intention, so that you may be saved from the tricks of the devil of shaitan. However, alhamdulillah, Mulana Sahib, we have so many farmaishes today. Alhamdulillah, the next farmaish, which takes us directly into the court of Panjatane Park, subhanallah. The month of Muharram al-Haram reminds us of that gharana of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Paanch naam lete hain, panjatan hamare hain, subhanallah. So the kalam is, main to panjatan ka ghulam hoon. Yes, we all are the servants of this gharana of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur hum Naveed bhai ke janib ab jayenge ki please, is manqabat ke zariye se hame Baghdad pahunchayein, hame Ahlul Bayt ki khidmat pe pahunchayein.
Main to panjatan ka ghulam panjatan ka ghulam main to panjatan ka ghulam main murid khairul anam main to panjatan ka ghulam
مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول سے میرے منہ سے صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے میں تو پنجتن کا غلام میں تو پنجتن کا غلام اور مجھے عشق سر سمر سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق کے بدن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام سے وہ سر جدا جہاں عشق ہو وہیں کربلا بلا میری بات ان کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جس کو ذات علی
بلا کہے پختا ہے میں تو خان ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں
اور میرا شعر کیا میری فکر کیا میرا شعر کیا میرا ذکر کیا میری بات کیا میری فکر کیا میری بات اور کے سبب سے ہے میرا شعر اور کے ادب سے ہے میرا ذکر اور کے فیض سے میری فکر اور تو فیض سے کہاں مجھ میں اتنی سکت بھلا کہ عمر کا بد کبھی حق ادا میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
کمال کر دیا سبحان اللہ میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں. Once again, this kalam is a famous manqabat recited worldwide, mashallah. And in this kalam, from this manqabat, we understand that we are expressing and we are saying that I am the servant and devotee and lover of this gharana, referring to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hasnain Kareemain, yani Imam Hasan, Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ali, Mawla Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu an, and the beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I am indeed the servant of the Panjatan, yani the five special personalities, Panjatane Paak, the pure household of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers, I am actually born to serve this gharana. And mashallah, every couplet is expressing love for each one of them, saying that my life, my living, my dying, and my everything is for the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And this is actually in line with Quran Pak when their love has become incumbent upon us all. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجَرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. And this is the five special personalities from the house of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, we love every person connected to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every such person, be it the blessed Azwaj Mutahharat, the blessed children, grandchildren of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even companions of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, even the land which is connected to Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love and we have devotion for everything that has attachment with the master of both the worlds sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how a devotee should love, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is impossible that you love the beloved Rasul and you show disrespect to the land of Madinatul Munawwara. Hey Mulana Sahib, subhanallah. So learn the adab and the respect of visiting the city of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I actually heard many stories from brothers, mashallah, who returned from their Hajj journey. My mind was actually wandering there, and I was thinking of sharing something, but inshallah, maybe for another time, in which brothers expressed to me how their experience was when they went to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara. Aaj hi ki baat hai. Banda keh raha tha ki bas Madine ki jo hazri hoti na wahan sab, uske baad hi kuch aur hai. Ha? MashaAllah, he says he have been to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and subhanallah, in which he had actually had the experience of seeing the Holy Kaaba and drinking water from Abi Zamzam, making Sa'i, Safa and Marwa. But he says, Tabriz Bhai, when I have been to Madinatul Munawwara and when I seen Gumbad-e-Khazra, it was the place where I felt like something is happening from within. And he was expressing his thoughts and his desires and feelings in the bargah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, jise mara ho ghamone, جسے گھیرا ہو دکھوں نے, میرا مشورہ ہے اس سے وہ مدینہ ہو کے آئے. ہائے 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 ہائے, میرا مشورہ ہے اس کو وہ مدینہ ہو کے آئے نا, ذرا دیکھ کے تو آئے نا وہاں کیا ہے. سبحان اللہ, اور ایک مرتبہ آپ گئے نا, all your arman, your desires, your hopes, whatever you may have, you may present your plea in the court of Mustafa jaane rahmat sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a way, and that is such a hazri jo banda ek martaba hazir karta na, bakiya auqaton ko bhool bhi jata hai. Main kahan kahan ghuma hu, kahan kahan gaya hu, 10 saal mein banda kahan kahan jata hai, lekin ye wo dar ki hazri hai ki ek martaba jaane ke baad zindagi bhar nahi bhool sakta wo na. For the rest of his life he would never forget how was the hazri at the mazar of Mustafa jaane rahmat sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the blessed court of Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So each person has his own experience, and may Allah Kareem take us to Makkah and Medina time and again, dear viewers. May this never stop, aana jana laga rahe aur bulawa aata rahe inshallah azza wa jalla. So show your devotion and connection with this gharana of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this gives us for the next, or rather we should say, we have next 20 minutes or 15 minutes in this program inshallah, that will take us to the end of this program, and before that brothers have requested for kalams. Yes, we have Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, mashallah, who will take us into another beautiful kalam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jo aap chahe Hazrat, jo bhi mashallah our brothers have requested, from which if you desire to recite any kalam, you may recite inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. آیا نہ ہوگا اس طرح رنگ و شباب ریت پر, آیا نہ ہوگا اس طرح رنگ و شباب ریت پر, جتنے سوال عشق نے سے بڑھ
بڑھ
کے ایک
یا
سب نے جواب سے پڑھ
پڑھ
دیا
یا
سب نے جواب
رے
رے آلے نبی
اللہ اکبر. آیا نہ ہوگا اس طرح حسن و شباب ریت پر. سو دس کلام سبحان اللہ از اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ ونس اگین دا فیملی آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ریت ریفرز ٹو دا سینڈ اینڈ دا لینڈ آف کربلا. سو آیا نہ ہوگا اس طرح, نیور بیفور ہیڈ سچ بیوٹی. حسن و شباب ریفرز ٹو دا یوتھ اینڈ دا بیوٹی آف the Ahlul Bayt, which is the unmatched grace, nobility and character of the Ahlul Bayt, subhanallah. So such type of youth who had such nobility and unmatched character, such personalities came to the land. So never before had such beauty and youth arrived upon the sand, yani Karbala. For all seven Gulshan-e-Fatima ke saath sare gulab ret par. Allahu Akbar. All those flowers from the garden of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha were on the sand of Karbala. So it refers, his entire kalam is actually referred to the tragedy of Karbala, what transpired, what had happened. And alhamdulillah, you saw on Madani channel, there were many, many live programs, many recordings, many silsilas from which we have understood. And from time to time, yearly, we understand the incident of Karbala. Lekin har sher isme Mulana sahib kamal ka hai, subhanallah. It's really amazing, touches the heart. And no matter how many times you recite this kalam, you would want to listen to it over and again, over and again, over and again, subhanallah. And subhanallah, it is this that do not forget the message of Karbala. Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the winner yesterday, today and forever, subhanallah. Though physically it seemed as if Yazid had won the battle, but Hussain is the winner, dear viewers, subhanallah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. For he lives in our hearts and he shall be there until the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So we should actually prepare and we should also extract valuable lessons from the incident of Karbala. What is the peygham and the message of Karbala itself, subhanallah? Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu chose sacrifice over silence. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu chose the deen over the world. Not like Yazid, who was hungry for power, who was thirsty for the seat, dear viewers. He was thirsty for the blood of Ahlul Bayt in order to attain power, dignity, status in society, in the country, so on and so forth. He was behind the wealth of the world. And Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu is that personality for whom the wealth itself comes forth to, subhanallah. The world presents itself in the bargah of Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu, which he did not accept. However, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this message will remain with us and will be reminded to the people until the day of Qiyamah. This sacrifice that was rendered by this gharana is never, ever to be forgotten. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem grant us true love and devotion for the family of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, chale, ab Naveed bhai ki janib dobara jate hain. And mashallah, let's see if we can squeeze in, mashallah, two or three kalams if possible. However, it's very limited time. So recite this beautiful kalam, Ya Shaheed-e Karbala, inshallah. Ye mera request hai ki aap ye kalam padhe, inshallah.
Ya Shaheed-e Karbala fariyad hai. شہید کربلا فریاد ہے, یا شہید کربلا فریاد ہے, یا شہید کربلا فریاد ہے.
سوا فریاد ہے پورے چشمے فاطمہ فریاد ہے اس علی اکبر کا صدقہ جو کہ ہے اکبر کا صدقہ جو کہ ہے ہم شبیہ مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے ہم شبیہ مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے یا شہید کربلا فریاد ہے شہید کربلا فریاد ہے مجھ کو دیوانہ مدینے کا بنا مجھ کو دیوانہ مدینے کا بنا چشمے مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے پورے چشمے مصطفیٰ فریاد ہے یا شہید کربلا فریاد ہے نور چشمے فاطمہ فریاد ہے اور ساقی کوثر کا صدقہ ساقیاں ساقی کوثر کا صدقہ ساقیاں جام الفت کا پیلا فریاد ہے جام الفت کا پیلا فریاد ہے اور بخت کی ہے جس قدر بھی گردیاں کی ہے قدر بھی گردیاں ساری سلجھا دو شاہ فریاد ہے ساری سلجھا دو شاہ فریاد ہے چشمے فاطمہ فریاد ہے یا شہید کربلا فریاد ہے
کیا بات ہے کیا بات ہے مدینے کی یا شہید کربلا فریاد ہے ونس اگین ہی سینگ او شہدائے کربلا دس از مائی پلی نور چشمے فاطمہ فریاد ہے Oh, the light of the eyes of Fatima Zahra, I have a plea. What is the plea? He says, Ah, Sibte Mustafa Faryadehe. Oh, the grandson of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have a plea. Hai Ibn Murtada Faryadehe. Oh, the one who is the son of Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, I have a plea. Subhanallah. His entire kalam, Subhanallah, which is composed by Amir Ahle Sunnah Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi Damat Barakatum Al Aliya, Subhanallah, he presents his plea in the court of Shuhada'i Karbala. Subhanallah. Chali, dear viewers of Madini channel, we have like 5 minutes remaining to the end of tonight's program. We look forward to spending this time with our viewers next week, Sunday, same time. Same place, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Chale, let us pay our respect and tribute in the court of the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by presenting our salams in his bargah. So with adab and respect, now we will stand, inshallah, azza wa jalla, and present our salams in the court of Rasul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Chale, inshallah.
مصطفیٰ جانِ رحمت پیلا ہو سلام شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت پیلا ہو سلام شمعِ بزمِ
ہدایت پہلا ہو سلام جی سوہانی گھڑی چمکا پر باکا چاند جی سوہانی گھڑی چمکا پر باکا چاند جی سوہانی گھڑی چمکا پر باکا چاند اس دل افروز ساعت پہلا ہو سلام غوث اعظم امام متقاون مقا غوث اعظم امام متقاون مقا غوث اعظم شمع بزم ہدایت پہلا ہو سلام غوث و خواجہ رضا حامد و مصطفیٰ پنج گنجے ولایت پہلا ہو سلام ہند کے دین کے وہ معین خواجہ دین و ملت پہلا ہو سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہلا ہو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
رسول اللہ the chosen one a blessing to mankind رسول اللہ the chosen one a blessing to mankind a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds